Freeze help on the way. Now farmers hopeful for drought relief. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday, the state received notice that Governor Phil Bredesen's disaster declaration for all 95 counties from that Easter freeze was approved by the Department of Agriculture, which simply means farmers will be eligible for low-interest loans. And now the full attention turns to the continuing drought situation. And Senator Lamar Alexander addressed that issue firsthand yesterday as he met with farmers and reporters on the Richeson Dairy Farm in Loudoun County.
I'm here today to show my concern and to learn more about the double whammy that Tennessee farmers have faced and are facing. First, we had the Easter freeze, and then we've had the worst drought in 118 years. And between the two events, Tennessee farmers are really taking it on the chin.
Now, some areas of the state did receive some much-needed rainfall yesterday, and more is expected today. But David Richeson says it's probably too little too late for his corn crop.
It's been in the ground since March, some of it, and April, the rest of it. And, its time is running out for that crop. The beans have a chance, but corn is going to wind up here this month, in the month of June. So we need water, and, tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late, really. We already have endured at least a 50% loss, and that's probably being optimistic at that.
This part of Tennessee is as bad as any part of Tennessee. All Tennesseans know that they don't have blueberries this year, but I think most Tennesseans simply aren't aware of the extent of the double whammy. And finally, this is going to affect prices. So it doesn't just affect Tennessee's farmers. It affects the prices of crops that we all pay. And second, if farmers go out of business, that just means more development and fewer green fields for us to look at. So this is a serious problem for our state.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander assessing the drought situation. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.